It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, David?
Doing great. Better now hearing your voice. Why don't you remind us of last week's challenge, Will?
Yeah, it was a straightforward challenge. I said, rearrange the letters of necessary misprint to spell a familiar phrase. And you know, if I asked for a straightforward anagram like that, then it was going to be something a little tricky.
Uh-huh.
And the answer is Sic Semper Tyrannis, which is Latin for thus always to tyrants.
There were just over 150 entries this week. The combination of Latin and anagrams must have been a challenge. But our winner is Judy Alexander of South Burlington, Vermont. Congratulations, Judy.
Thank you, David. And thank you, Will.
How'd you figure out this week's answer?
I was thinking of three word phrases and I couldn't come up with any. So I thought maybe it might be a state motto. And I looked up all the state mottos, and I was just about ready to give up when I got to Virginia, and because it's all the way at the bottom of the list of states. And sure enough, there it was.
How long have you been playing the puzzle, Judy?
Oh, since the postcard days. A long time. This has been a long time coming.
And how do you while away your time when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a retired educator, and since I retired, I started writing Biblical erotica. So I have one book out now, and I have another one coming out either at the end of this year or the beginning of next year. I do a podcast with my husband, and I do a lot of puzzles, and I play Mahjong, you know, fun stuff.
All the things, Mahjong, podcasts, and biblical erotica. Well, with that, I think we're going to start the puzzle. Are you ready to play?
I have been ready for over 25 years, let me tell you. So
defer no longer. Take it away, Will.
All right, Judy, I think you are ready. Every answer today is a six-letter name of a world capital in which I have changed the first and last letters. You name the capitals. For example, if I said Vassal, V-A-S-S-A-L, you would say Nassau, capital of the Bahamas, changing the V and L of Vassal. So here you go. Here's number one. Condor, C-O-N-D-O-R.
London.
London is right. Good. Roscoe, R-O-S-C-O-E.
Moscow.
Moscow. Good job. Public, P-U-B-L-I-C.
Dublin.
Dublin. Nice. Savant, S-A-V-A-N-T.
Havana.
Good one. Zanily, Z-A-N-I-L-Y.
Manila.
Good. Drag up, D-R-A-G-U-P.
Let me think about that one for a minute.
If you want to know the country, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that would help.
Do you know the capital of Czechia or the Czech Republic?
Prague.
Prague, good one. Athene, E-T-H-E-N-E.
Athens.
Athens, good one. Tarsal, T-A-R-S-A-L.
Warsaw.
Warsaw, good. Tuscan, T-U-S-C-A-N. This is in the Middle East.
Muscat?
Muscat, yes, capital of Oman. How about Nonact, N-O-N-A-C-T.
Monaco.
Monaco, good. I agree. I-A-G-R-E-E.
Zagreb.
Zagreb, yes, capital of Croatia. And here's your last one. It's seven letters. The word is calling, C-A-L-L-I-N-G. It's the capital of one of the Baltic states.
One of the Baltic states. Oh, Tallinn.
Tallinn, Estonia. Nice job.
I mean, she ran the table. Now we know Judy Alexander, you know, wherever your passport is going to be stamped, you're likely to spell it correctly. How does it feel?
Oh, my God. So relieved. I can't even tell you.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Judy, what member station do you listen to?
I am a proud member of Vermont Public.
Of course you are. That's Judy Alexander of South Burlington, Vermont. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you so much. It has been great.
Okay, Will, what's the challenge next week for your next victim?
Yes, It comes from Michael Picard of St. John's, Newfoundland. Name something in 10 letters that's found in a kitchen. Drop its sixth letter to name something on a keyboard. Then drop the new word's fifth letter to name something no one wants to get. What words are these? So again, something found in a kitchen in 10 letters. Drop its sixth letter and you'll name something on a keyboard. And then drop that word's fifth letter to name something no one wants to get. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. And remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, June 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Puzzle Master of Weekend Edition. That, of course, is Mr. Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, David.